You want to play too?
That's on me.
Wait, you disappear.
I know.
I need you and Jill to help me with the pile to get that damn plane. And Jill's got a deal with Republic.
Have it scheduled.
Okay, but Harvey's having problems.
Evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Community Center. Searchlight Town Advisory Board, 7 p.m. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. The board may remove an item. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the listed numbers or the toll-free numbers listed on the agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Mofflin Town Manager's Office. Board members, Kyle Myers, Chair, Donna Moore, Vice Chair, Martin Batchelor, Ellie Deaver, Janice Gostecki. Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. We call this meeting to order. The invocation of the Pledge of Allegiance. Donna?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to roll call. Kyle Myers is here. Donna Moore?
Here.
Martin Batchelor?
Here.
Ellie Deaver?
Here.
And Janice Gostecki is absent tonight. Moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you may wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Now we need the approval of the minutes from March 13, 2019. Have all members of the board been able to review the minutes? I'd like to make a motion that we approve the minutes of March 13, 2019. All those in favor, have a second?
Second.
I second the motion.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Now, moving on to the approval of the agenda for April 10, 2019. Has any board member had any issues with the agenda for tonight?
No.
I make a motion we approve the agenda for April 10,
2019.
Second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Informational items. First, we're going to receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, Mike Maloney. So the calls for service for Searchlight was 22. Last year was 20, so up a 10% range. Traffic citations. Were 65 last month, no DUIs, and no domestic violence. There was 3 bookings in Searchlight last month, but that's about it.
I have some questions. Can you tell us what's going on with the dogs in town?
That's an animal control issue. We've contacted animal control. They were supposed to come out and talk to people. Don't know if that's happening, but that's an animal control thing.
So what should the people, who should they call
animal control
if something happens?
Yes.
Okay, because so many, as you probably know, so many things are happening in town.
Correct.
And then I had another question from someone that's not here this evening, and she asked that there is shooting going on at Felony Flats. Do you know where that is behind Terribles?
I know the actual name of it, yes.
Okay. In the middle of the night, it has been going on, and there's shotguns and stuff, and I told them that I would tell you that is going on right now.
Right.
And who should they call? Should they call
you? No, they call the 311 or the 911 if there's shootings happening.
Yes, they can hear.
You know, if rounds going off or whatever.
No,
either. But we have to distinguish whether they're fireworks.
No,
or if they're, I'm just letting you know.
Okay, yeah.
We have to distinguish whether they're not fireworks or if they're actual fireworks.
Mm-hmm. So they should dial
311
or
911.
Okay, either one. Okay, thank you.
Yep.
I have a question. Is there any update you can give us regarding the burglaries that have been going on around town?
No. The last that I got and was an email form. They're doing interviews with people. And information's coming in slow, but that's the best we can do for you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Kim, another question?
Kim Colton, 675 US Highway 95. I just wanted to say the trailer park is called Carter's.
Carter, okay.
You might refer to it that in private, but in public, it demeans the people that live there, and they deserve the respect too, because there might be certain felons in there, however, there are good people. So it is Carter's Trailer Park.
Okay.
Thank you, Kim. Does anyone else have a question for the starting officer? Jen?
I'd just like to ask how many burglaries we had last month, and how many have been solved? Thank you.
Could you address that, officer?
As far as I know, there were six of them that were reported last month. I personally responded to three of them, and the investigation is ongoing, like I said, and none of the information has been released to us as patrol officers. But if you have a question, call down to Laughlin Substation and ask for Detective Bylett, and he'll be able to talk to you about it.
Could you spell that last name for us?
B-Y-L-E-Y.
I just have one recommendation. Maybe we should.
Jack, can you state your name and
Jack Weaver, 445 East Edition Searchlight.
Thank you.
I just like to ask the officers that every month we should ask. You know, this is the burglaries and robberies have been a problem here for a long time, and I just think that how many of them we've had. Most of us know. Are they going to be solved, or an investigation, who's got, you know, charged? Everything should be in the open. I just think that for the population of Searchlight, we have a lot of burglaries and robberies. Thank you.
I completely agree, Jack. But when an investigation is open, it could affect the investigation with all the details being to the public. But officer, would you also like to comment?
I will make a recommendation to my lieutenant to break down from these calls for service, if we could, for categorize into your two categories of burglary or robbery, or break that down besides just calls for service. Because then that way that would give more information for you. But for the arrest, or if somebody was arrested for a crime, we can't give that out because they have rights, and the criminal history is just not open to the public.
I just think that we should say it's been solved or unsolved. I don't care who the individual is. The other item is, if you go read the Laughlin paper, they'll tell you robbery at 300 Addition Street, robbery at 200 X Street, and under investigation. I just think that we should be known about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Jack. Do you have anything to add to that, officer?
Nope.
Okay. Any other questions for officer tonight? Thank you, officer.
Thank you.
Received a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Nevada Highway Patrol tonight. Received a report from Kim Colton with Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, Secretary Treasurer for Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. Sorry, I was not here last month, so this report will cover February and March. So total combined in the 2 months, we had 29 calls for service versus 28 calls last year for the same period. So it was basically the same. 18 of those calls were medical, 6 auto, and 4 fire. We have seen an increase in auto accidents, and just tell everyone to drive carefully and do not drink and drive. We will be doing a bake sale on Saturday, April 27th at Terrible's Casino in the morning. So come out and support us there if you can. And as a side note, this will be my last presentation for several months. I will be moving for a project to Reno. We'll be back and forth off and on, but we'll no longer be the secretary. So Teresa Marshall will be taking over. So hopefully she'll come, or Sue. So if you could just put down this presentation by fire department. So hopefully they'll continue that to come and present statistics to you and answer any questions you guys might have.
And any questions? Thank you for everything you do, Kim.
Thank you guys very much.
Received a report from Judge Richard Hill with Justice Court regarding statistics and other activities in the past month. And then we have no report from him. Nothing from the judge tonight.
Yeah.
Received a report from Kathy Flanagan with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. And nothing from the water district as well. And received a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. We have that one. Donna's going to go ahead and read that for us tonight.
The statistics for March 2019 treated an average of 49,000 gallons per day, opposed to March of 2018, where we had an average of 39,000 gallons per day. So the difference was a flow increase of 10,000 gallons per day from last year to present time. Sewer service complaints, there was none reported for March of 2019, and we had one call before you dig. And there is a flow chart comparison attached to it that anybody can pick up at the back.
Thank you, Donna. Received a report from Patrick Nierman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns.
Good evening, folks. Patrick Nierman, that's K-N-I-E-R-M-A-N, Supervisor Ranger with the National Park Service, Cottonwood Cove. So for the past month, as far as incidents go, we've had 12 violation notices issued. We had 2 arrests, one for drugs. I have to say that guy was trying to find one of every illegal drug he could find in his possession. So, and then one last weekend for boating under the influence. And then also Arizona Game and Fish got another one on the river last weekend as well, too. So they're starting to come back out. So we had one motor vehicle accident, no EMS, no fires, 2 search and rescues. One was a disabled vessel that was sinking near Arizona Bay. Rangers managed to get out there, get it stabilized, and tow it back to Cottonwood Cove. And then we had yet another assist on Gold Strike Trail for a male with a broken leg. And that one we ended up having to have Metro SAR come in and winch him out with the helicopter due to his location. So significant incidents. We had a business that had a commercial use authorization to operate in the park, and they had that suspended for repeated violations. And it was pending a court hearing, but instead of ceasing operations in the park, they just decided to move down to Nelson Landing. And we ended up getting numerous complaints about their reckless behavior on the roadway. We managed to find them operating in the park one day and ended up citing everybody, employees and managers, bringing them back into court. And then one of their vehicles, a very high-end Corvette, was towed for being unregistered on the roadway. So, also, the snakes are starting to come back out. You might have seen it up here. They're out in force down at Cottonwood Cove. We had several sightings around the area, and this past weekend we had one dog bitten by a rattlesnake. Down by the marina, and the owners let it run off leash, and it managed to come across one. So Staffing, my summer seasonal ranger, his name's Corey Lesure. He starts next Monday the 15th, and we'll be working on getting him up to speed. He'll be residing here at Cottonwood Cove as well, too. Ranger Counts, who's been on military deployment, he'll be home this weekend en route to his demobilization, but he's looking forward to seeing his own bed for the first time in several months, for a couple days at least. As I mentioned last month, we've been having an issue with our maintenance down there. Basically, we have no maintenance employees left. They've appointed Patrick Riley to be the temporary team lead down here at Cottonwood Cove. Some of you might remember Patrick. He lived here in town for a couple of years. He worked down here as a general maintenance worker up until last year when he transferred up to Boulder Beach for family reasons. He's going through the HR process right now. He'll be in place for most of the summer, it seems, and we're still attempting to hire additional maintenance staff, but that's a slow process from what they're telling me. So, and then as some of you may have seen in the papers, we finally have a new superintendent for the park as well, too. Her name's Margaret Goodrow. She's currently the superintendent at Biscayne National Park in South Florida. Ms. Goodrow formerly worked here at Lake Mead. She was a law enforcement district ranger up in the north end of the park back around 2005 or so for a couple of years. So she's coming home in a sense for that. We're looking forward to having her back, and she will be back here in mid-May. In terms of emergency services equipment, I finally got my fire engine back from the shop after two times through there. It's back in service and not leaking water all over the place, so I can keep watering it finally. So. In terms of projects I mentioned before, the trailer levee reinforcement project that's going on, if you've been down there with all the equipment and fencing and rocks and that, they're about 90% complete on that. And then the Cottonwood Cove repaving project that I mentioned, we finally have a date for the initial scoping meeting. That's May 8th. Federal Highways will be here talking to us to see what our wish list would be for that. Most welcome to attend. And we're still working, looking into the ability for them to work on the rest of the roadway outside the park. We're researching who actually owns the road at this point. Does the BLM actually own it, with the county maintaining the roadway, or is it a county right of way and the county owns everything? We haven't been able to find that answer out, but that'll help Federal Highways move forward if they can work on that project or not as well too. So that's all I have. Like to take any questions if you have that. So.
The meeting with the Federal Highway Administration, is that an open meeting or is this between the folks at the park?
It's really just for the folks at the park. It's okay. The initial scoping as to what we see as our needs, okay. And kind of develop project parameters and go forward. Eventually, there should be a public input session, okay. As well, too. So.
All right, thank you. Is okay. anyone else have a kid?
Kim Colton, 675 US Highway 95. Have your personnel been trained in Narcan use? I know you mentioned the drug overdose there.
We have, and it's actually in our protocols that we can administer Narcan. They just haven't obtained it yet. It's been a little bit of a backlog nationally, but we should be getting that sometime this year to carry down to the BLS levels as well, too. So.
I forgot to mention that as far as Searchlight Fire Department, all of our personnel last week, including our basic EMTs, were trained on the use of Narcan, which is a drug to counteract overdose, whether it be prescription or illegal drugs. So just so you know, should it happen here, we'd be able to, at least with any firefighters or basics, administer that immediately. And I was on scene once with NHP, which they carry it and can administer now also, and it has immediate effects. So just wanted to let everyone know that our personnel are all carrying it, and we do have a supply.
That's great, thank you. Okay. Does anyone else have a question for Mr. Nierman tonight? Thank you, Mr. Nierman.
Thank you.
I received a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. No report tonight. Received a report from Kelly Carlson with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hi there, Kelly Carlson, Searchlight Library. We're going to continue having our scheduled programs for kids after school on Thursdays through May 23rd, which I think is actually the last day of school this year, or this term. Mr. Will of Laughlin 4-H is going to continue the unit on building and programming Lego robots. Actually, I had a call. He won't be here tomorrow. He will be here April 25th, and then we're going to finish that unit up in May. And then after that, Will is going to take a break during the month of May, and he's going to return with a mini camp in June that we're looking forward to. Next week during spring break, we are going to have snack and open play on Tuesday and Wednesday, and an Easter Bunny craft on Thursday. So kids of all school ages are definitely welcome in the library next week for something to do during spring break. Next Wednesday, the rec crew is not going to be here in this building. They're going to be at their other location, but they will return back here on Wednesday the 24th through the end of the school year. As usual, we have snack and play, and then when the rec crew is here, they do rec stuff, and when they're not, we keep the kids in the library. And snack and open play are always available on Tuesdays after school until 4 p.m. On the adult activity side, the next meeting of the book club is actually going to be Tuesday, April 30th. We are not meeting next week because nobody's going to be in town but me. And we're also going to meet on Tuesday, May 14th. See me for details if you want the books on any of that, or if you know anyone in town that likes to read, send them my way so that we can get them into the group. Sip and Paint is going to be on April 25th at 1:30. All supplies are provided by the library, and we are painting a lovely desert Southwest scene this month. In general news, it is our once a year Food for Thought Month, the month of April. This is a partnership that the library district does in partnership with Three Square Food Bank. You can clear any fines and to a certain extent some other charges from the library district with non-perishable food items, and then all of that goes back to the food bank and stays in our area. If you know anybody that has fines, or heaven forbid you yourself do, come see me about that, because that's a great way to get your fines cleared by April 30th. This is our large print book swap month, and also later this month we're going to be rotating our fiction section. Regarding our new Wi-Fi units, we have swapped one of them out, and we have one remaining to exchange that's going to come in this Saturday. The new units, instead of having 10 attachments, have 12 attachments, so that's a step up. All libraries are closed on Sunday, April 21st for Easter. Of course, that doesn't apply here in Searchlight on a Sunday closure, but just so you know, don't go wandering down to Laughlin hoping to check out a book on Easter Sunday, because they will be closed. And our Facebook page, I keep everybody up to date. I post once a day, so I'm not gonna inundate you with a bunch of stuff, but all of our programs, upcoming programs and stuff like that are on the Facebook page, so if you haven't joined, why not? Any questions?
Any questions for Ms. Carlson tonight?
Okay. And next month I'll be boring you with our summer programming, so.
Can't wait.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Okay, received a report from Janice Kosecki of Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities. Janice is not here tonight. Ellie had something she wanted to report for her though.
Okay, they are having, the Senior Center is having a bake sale on April 27th. At Terrible and Denny's parking lot, and that will be the weekend that the run will be going on. So if you can bring cookies or bring whatever and donate it, that would be really good.
Thank you, Ellie. Received a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. The only update I have, nothing was reported last month, but a stop sign I reported in January did get replaced. So that was pretty awesome. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Anybody? Kim?
You have one on the 19th.
Yeah. It's not mine, but there is a meeting here in the community center on the 19th from 6 to 8. Company is interested in coming to town. They want to let you all know what they want to do and your opinions and questions and etc. And we hope to see you there on the 6th or on the 19th here in the community center from 6 to 8. That's all the information I have on that right now. But is there anybody else that that has any meetings, community events? Michelle?
I just wanted to say that Parks and Rec is going to be sponsoring a quilting class on the 26th. We have a retired teacher who came up and offered her services, and she'll be bringing sewing machines. We have all the thread and material here, so if anybody wants to come up to it, it's a free program, 10:30 a.m. on the 26th.
Thank you. Okay, moving on to planning and zoning. We have none. General business, also none. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or board by majority vote. Anybody have a comment from the general public? Concern?
No? I'll say something.
All right, Brian Paul.
We have them in the back. Ellie, can you show up the little tan, peach color thing?
Which one, this
no,
one?
No, the peach color, yeah. We have a new Laughlin resource directory that came out, printed up a week ago, and we're distributing them around town, including in the back here at the community center. It's Laughlin, but I know a lot of you do have, it gives social, it's nonprofits and social services and emergency public safety information. And even though it's Laughlin specific, I think Searchlight residents will benefit from it as well. And we have those, Tammy, where'd you put them at?
They're back there. Okay.
Well, I think we had other locations.
Oh, too. Yeah, Senior Center, Cree's Mobile Park. The other places were closed.
Okay, Senior Center, Cree's Mobile Park, and I think we're going to try that at the post office too, but I don't know if they'll let us.
They won't let me.
Okay, so three locations.
Do you have any homeless shelters
that can't ask? Laughlin doesn't have homeless shelters, but I think Las Vegas, I think we do have homeless in there. Let's take a look at it. Vegas.
Anybody else like to speak? Our next meeting date would be May 15th, 2019. Would you like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have a great night, everybody.
That's what I did. I haven't talked to you guys. I knew a man's. You never have to go back.